A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it's great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins continued their seven-game road trip with their second of three in Chicago on the north side at Wrigley Field against the Cubs. It was a matchup on the mound between Jake Arrieta and Jeff Locke. The Marlins jumped out to an early lead, but they let it slip away late. With the recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, for much of the night tonight, this was a much tighter ball game than the final score would indicate. But the bottom line is the bottom line. And a six-run seventh turned it into a laugher. Cubs beat the Marlins 10-2. They've now won the first two games of this three-game series at Wrigley Field. Well, the Marlins were 3-1 losers in the series opener last night here in Chicago. But they had a chance to jump on Jake Arrieta in the top of the first tonight. With one out, the Marlins put three straight men on base. Giancarlo Stanton singled to center. Christian Yelich walked at the end of a nine-pitch at bat. Then Marcell Ozuna walked. Pitch count was mounting for Arrieta. He was up to 27 pitches already when he went after JT Realmuto with the bases loaded and only one out in the first.
Here's the pitch. And here's a ground ball to the left side. Russell to second. They get one. The throw to first is not in time. A run scores. Stanton comes in from third. It's 1-0 Marlins.
Marlins caught a break there as the shortstop Russell had a little bit of trouble getting that one out of his glove, and it cost him double play that would have ended the inning. But while they got the one run, that is all they would get because Arrieta came back to strike out JT Riddle. And after loading the bases with one out and seemingly being on the ropes, Arrieta was able to escape that first inning. And that is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. It was a 34-pitch first inning for Jake Arrieta. But beginning with the Realmuto fielder's choice, he would settle down and retire 16 consecutive Marlins hitters. He'd retire 17 of the next 18. And it stayed a 1-0 game into the fifth inning. Jeff Locke, starting for the Marlins, was able to work around a one-out single by Chris Bryant in the first. He faced two on with nobody out in the second but escaped. Left the man at third base after a walk, a ground out and a wild pitch in the third inning. Finally set down the side 1-2-3 in the fourth. And in the fifth, he got the first two outs. The 8 and 9 men, Arrieta and Russell, both with fly balls to center. But then Locke lost the strike zone. John Jay worked a walk, went to second on a wild pitch. Chris Bryant worked a walk. Both men moved up on a wild pitch. And with two on and two outs, trailing 1-0, Anthony Rizzo stepped in for the Cubs.
Rizzo, who has batted 255 against lefties, hits a high fly ball to right field, and it is gone. A three-run home run for Anthony Rizzo. And the Chicago Cubs have a 3-1 lead as a result of that home run, which landed in the first couple of rows of the right field bleachers.
Number 13 in the season for the Cubs' first baseman, Rizzo. Wilson Contreras fought with a ground ball to shortstop that was misplayed by JT Riddle. The E6 extended the inning. Cubs had a chance for more with Jason Hayward coming up next.
There goes the runner, the pitch, and a ball hammered hard. Stanton back in right center, can't get it. It hops off the ivy. And coming around third to score is Contreras. And Hayward has an RBI double, and the Cubs have a 4-1 fifth inning lead.
And just like that, Jeff Locke went from sailing along to being out of this ball game. 4 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. He walked 4, struck out 3, allowed the Rizzo home run, and he threw 3 wild pitches in the game. In all, 89 pitches, 53 strikes for Locke in his second start of the season. Brad Ziegler came on. He struck out Albert Almora Jr. to get out of that fifth inning. Kyle Bearclaw pitched a scoreless sixth inning, so it stayed a 4-1 game into the seventh. Marlins tried to climb back into it. JT Realmuto led off with a triple off of Jake Arrieta. That ended Arrieta's night after 100 pitches, 64 strikes. Brian Dunsing into the ballgame to face JT Riddle. Infield back for Chicago with the 3-run lead. Here's a line drive on one hop to short, and it gets under Russell out into left field. Realmuto crosses the plate. Riddle is on, and it's a 4-2 game. And the Marlins have the tying man coming up. That would be it for Dunsing. He came on to face the lefty Riddle, who reaches on the E6 with the right-hander Tyler Moore coming up next. Pedro Strop came out of the bullpen into the ball game. He induced Moore to bounce into a 1-4-3 double play. Riddle erased. Two outs, nobody on. Pinch hitter Derek Dietrich doubled, so the Marlins again got the tying man to the plate in that seventh inning. But pinch hitter Ichiro struck out, and we went to the bottom of the seventh. Cubs 4, Marlins 2. It was still a ball game when Brian Ellington entered, but Ellington was greeted with a double from Chris Bryant. Cubs had a man at second, nobody out for Anthony Rizzo. 2-2 to Rizzo is lined over the shift out into right center field. That's a hit. Bryant around third coming home. So Stanton's throw. It's not going to be in time. And on the throw to the plate, Rizzo takes second. 5-2 Cubs for Rizzo, a 4-RBI game. Rizzo tonight 2-for-5, a homer, and those aforementioned 4 runs batted in. Wilson Contreras struck out for the first out, but you had Rizzo at second for Jason Hayward. Pitch on the way to Hayward is driven to right. Stanton back toward the wall. It's over his head, bounces on the track, and up against the ivy. Here's Rizzo in to score on the second double and the third hit in the ballgame for Jason Hayward. Suddenly it's 6-2 Chicago. And things are only get worse for Brian Ellington, who then allowed a single to Albert Almora Jr., putting men at the corners for Javier Baez. 6-2 lead in the seventh. There's a ground ball past the third baseman, Dietrich. Down the left field line, skipping it along that sidewall down into the corner. And the Cubs are going to score 2 more runs and a double by Baez. And this one's getting ugly in a hurry for Ellington and the Marlins. It's now an 8-2 Cubs lead. Well, Ellington then walked pinch hitter Ian Happ. He was out of the ballgame, having faced 7 men and having retired only one of them. Dustin McGowan came on. He got Addison Russell to fly out to right for the second out of the inning, but he couldn't put the inning away facing John Jay. Jay slams him toward the gap in left center field. No founding father ever did that. That's extra bases. That's 2 more Cubs runs. It's a 2-run double, 10-2 Chicago. And 10-2 is how this one would end for the Cubs. 10 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, 8 men left. For the Marlins, 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. They strand 5 in the ball game. Jake Arrieta, the winning pitcher, 6-4, 6 innings plus, 2 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, 5 Ks. Jeff Locke, the loser, 0-1. Time of the ballgame, 3 hours, 1 minute, and a crowd of 34,802 watches the Cubs raise that victory flag up above center field, the white flag with the blue W blowing in the stiff Chicago breeze. Cubs now have won 5 straight. They are 30-27. They stay tied atop the NL Central with the Brewers, who've also won tonight. Meanwhile, the Marlins fall to 24-33. They've lost back-to-back games after winning 7 of their previous 8. Miami now 10-17 on the road with this loss here at Wrigley. They're 0-2 on this 7-game road trip with 1 more in Chicago and then 4 coming up in Pittsburgh.
Cubs over the Marlins big at Wrigley Field last night. We'll do it one final time on the north side of Chicago at 8:05 this evening. Fish Family members, if you're looking for your 25 bonus points this morning and you missed it last night, your Fish Family bonus code in Game 2 was Willis Tower, W-I-L-L-I-S space T-O-W-E-R, Willis Tower in Chicago. On the mound for the Marlins tonight, that would be Jose Urania. He'll be going against right-hander John Lackey. It's an 8:05 first pitch from Wrigley Field. We'll be on the air at 7:35 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And you are always more than welcome to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.